Okay, you are on the record.
All right, I'll officially call the Rail Belt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting to order for December 5th, 2025. Jennifer, if we can do a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority? Okay, we'll come back. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller here.
The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, present.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Yarnowski here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million here.
The Rail Belt Reliability Council?
Ed Jenkin here.
Okay, and we'll go back to Alaska Energy Authority. Okay, he's not here, but he may join. Oh, there he is.
It looks like he just jumped on.
So that's Alaska Energy Authority?
Here. Yeah.
Okay, do you have a quorum, Chair?
All right, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on, public roll call, please.
Okay, we'll start with our council in the room.
Tina Grovier, Stoll Reeves, counsel for the RTO.
Okay, and then we'll go to the other folks in the room here.
Bill Price, AEA.
Karen Bell, AEA.
And then we'll go to the people on the Teams meeting that have not, that are not members. So,
Carl Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Mark Billings, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Tony Zellers, MEA.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Joel Gross, RRC, if I missed the earlier roll call.
Cody George, outside counsel for the City of Seward.
Jess Buehler, outside counsel for HVA.
Okay, is there anybody else on the Teams meeting that would like to identify themselves for the record?
Andrew Jensen, Governor's Office.
Okay, Chair, I think that's everybody.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to item number four, the approval of the agenda. And I have not heard any recommendations for changing the agenda at this point, so looking to move the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve, Arthur Miller.
Second, Brad.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none, Jennifer, we're going to do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Baird, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Jarnowski, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to public comments.
Okay. Is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Is there anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Raise your hand. Okay. Is there anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment? Please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, Chair, no public comments.
Okay, thank you. Next item is approval of the meeting minutes from November 7th, 2025. Those were included in your packets. So just need a motion for that.
So moved, Brad.
Second, Arthur.
Okay. Any discussions or modifications to the meeting minutes? Hearing none, Jennifer, if we can do a roll call vote to approve the meeting minutes as presented.
Okay, Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Oops, Brian Hickey, yes.
Okay. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Jaworski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Baer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, thank you. Moving on to item 7, old business. Item 7A, open access transmission tariff, RCA matter number TA1-8001. Tina, I believe that will be you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. Since we last met, the parties to the docket submitted initial briefing on November 14th, and the RTO, RAPA, and CHUGACH filed reply briefing on December 1st. We have now received initial responses to our discovery requests, and we are preparing for reply testimony, which is due on December 19th. I have matters related to these topics and next steps in docket U2528 to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members. Thank you.
All right. Any questions at all for Tina in open session? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 7B, technical subcommittee update. John, do you have any updates for us?
Yes, thank you, Chair. We did meet and continue to discuss the local regional allocator and the methodology, but I don't have anything to report on recommendation, just that we discussed it and are working out what studies may be necessary and what methodology we're going to use. We did also talk about business practices and taking steps to start drafting some. Specifically, there's a business practice on how we're going to perform studies, and there's a business practice on how we will calculate the 12CP. So Carl Monroe volunteered to draft up those two. So we are starting work on those business practices. So those are the two items that we looked at the last technical subcommittee meeting, and hopefully here over the next probably month, since it's the holidays, but probably next month, we hope to have something more solid and concrete on the local regional allocator to report back to you guys.
Thank you, John. Any questions for John? Not seeing any. Thank you, John, for that update. Moving on to 7C, the tariff subcommittee update. I know Daniel's out, but is somebody else wanting to step in and touch on that one?
Yes, this is Karen Bell, and I'll be giving the tariff subcommittee update for today. The tariff subcommittee has met twice since November 7th. The subcommittee worked on developing timelines for business practices and utility activities in the Gantt chart that was submitted to the RTO, submitted for the RTO on November 14th to the RCA. We reviewed a business practice template that was created by Carl Monroe that has been shared with the other subcommittees. So as we begin to develop business practices, we'd be using the same document in the same format. We anticipate presenting that to the governance committee at a future meeting. We've also done some discussion on reply testimony, and the subcommittee will begin developing business practices the beginning of next year, so January. And that's all I have for the tariff subcommittee today.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Any questions for Karen? And not seeing any, we'll move on to the finance subcommittee. And Karen, I'm guessing you're taking that one too.
That will also be me, yes. The finance subcommittee has met once since November 7th. We have also reviewed the business practice template with that subcommittee. So far, and I believe the technical subcommittee has also looked at it, so all subcommittees have seen that template. We've also worked on some reply testimony responses. The subcommittee will begin developing business practices in January, and that's all for the finance subcommittee.
All right. Any questions for Karen on the finance subcommittee? Okay. Not seeing any. Thank you very much for that update, Karen. Moving on to item 8 would be executive session, so we would need a motion to go and accept the executive session for the items that Tina had mentioned before. Does anybody have that motion sitting in front of them?
Yeah, I do, Mr. Chair.
Director Redbud?
I move that the RTO enter into an executive session to discuss confidential matter, financial matters related to the RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow the board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that these are subjects that would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO, are being discussed with an attorney, the mere knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee, or are protected by law due to the rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second, Hickey.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, Jennifer, if we can do a roll call vote to go into executive session for the reasons mentioned previously.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Yes, Hickey.
Homer Electric Association?
Pradzianowski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Chris Baird, yes.
Chugach Electric Association? I think that was Mr. Miller saying yes. So the motion carries.
Okay, thank you. With that, let me know when we are off the record and we'll go into executive session. Fun.
Hey, Chair, you're back on the record.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except for as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. With that, that does move us on to item number 9, new business, which we do not have any new business to go before the RTO at this time. Open up to member comments, and I will just ask if any members have any comments to please raise their hand, and we'll go from there. All right, not seeing any comments today. It's been a long meeting, so we will move on to next meeting date, which is set right now for December 17th. And with that, if there's no objections, can I give a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, Arthur Miller.
Thank you, Arthur. Is there a second?
Second, Brad.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none. Jennifer, can we do a roll call vote to adjourn?
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority? You're muted.
Yes.
Okay. Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brian Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
The motion carries, Chair. We're adjourned.
Thank you, and hope everybody has a great weekend.
Thanks, Travis.
You too.
Really appreciate it.